A leading medical lobby says mandatory mental health reporting laws are contributing to doctor suicides. Under the rules, medical staff who seek help for mental health concerns face being reported to authorities and could even be suspended from work, as Penny Timms reports.
Western Australia is the only state or territory in the country that exempts doctors from mandatory reporting laws. Now there are calls for the rest of Australia to adopt that same approach.
I've personally lost colleagues who have taken their own lives because they didn't feel that they had anywhere to go, anyone to talk to. This is a critical problem, and mandatory reporting is part of the problem. It is in fact contributing to the deaths of doctors.
Dr. Ewan McPhee is the head of the Rural Doctors Association of Australia. The laws compel a practitioner to report doctor patients who could pose a public risk because of mental illness. Some doctors are so fearful of being reported and suspended that they're travelling to WA for help to avoid them.
We know that where doctors can seek that care, that they will get better care. They will feel that they can, as any member of the society should be able to, seek care confidentially without everybody knowing your business. That is something so basic, a basic human need, and this is one of our first world country. I don't understand why we need to treat doctors differently from anybody else who is suffering. I think this is unfair.
The issue was discussed at the last COAG meeting, and health ministers have been taking submissions on four preferred options. Those submissions closed over the weekend, and a vote on a preferred option will be taken at the next meeting of ministers later this year. But one thing that is clear is that there should be a nationally consistent approach to mandatory reporting laws. So far, Queensland appears to be resisting the introduction of significant changes. Dr. McPhee doesn't understand why.
The issue, this pushback, is this fear that, you know, if you do this, that doctors will hide things, that doctors won't get better, that doctors won't, we won't know what's going on inside the consultation room. Essentially, that is nobody's business but those two people that are seeking to help someone improve their well-being. That is no one's business. We don't have cameras. We don't have government sitting in my consultation room when I see a patient every day. We don't. Why would you expect that to do that for our clinicians?
The four options include keeping mandatory reporting, making slight changes to mandatory reporting laws, introducing laws that slightly watered down the approach taken in Western Australia, or the adopting the WA law as it stands. Dr. McPhee prefers the West Australian option, though the RDAA wants more time to hand in its submissions so that it can consult with all of its members. Dr. Michael Gannon is the president of the Australian Medical Association. He too is pleading for the WA option to be made national.
We can point to successful application of the law in WA. This was recommended by an independent inquiry. It's the preferred model of the AMA and most other health bodies. We would ask the other seven states and territories to act accordingly.
Dr. Gannon says exempting doctors from the laws won't put patients in danger.
Removal of mandatory reporting does not remove the requirement for a treating doctor in Western Australia to report a doctor who's a danger to themselves or to a patient. But what it does do, it gives doctors the comfort to know that they can seek help, perhaps at the early stage in a form of impairment, so that it doesn't get any worse without the fear of recrimination for their career.
The Queensland Government has been approached for comment, but has not responded.
Penny Timms with that report.